Hi, this is Marcela from Opinion Research. Today we are talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. This call is quick and confidential. Do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Male.
Male, thank you. What is the year of your birth?
84.
84, thank you very much. And what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Bachelor's.
Bachelor's, thank you. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
None of the above.
Okay, so, okay, thank you. May I know what is your race?
Black.
Black, thank you. Are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
I'm registered to vote.
Thank you. And how satisfied would you say you are with the direction of the country? Would you say you are very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction of the country?
Very satisfied.
Thank you. As you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections, with a 10, meaning you are extremely likely to vote, a 5, meaning you are neither likely nor unlikely to vote, and a 0, meaning you are not at all likely to vote?
10.
Thank you. And how motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated and a 10 means you are extremely motivated?
10.
Thank you. How much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10. A 0 means your vote has no power at all, and a 10 means that your vote has a lot of power.
A 10.
10, thank you. Thinking about the upcoming election in November 2024, what are the most important issues for you when voting this year? You can select up to 2. The options are climate change, teaching history in schools, Israel-Palestine conflict, jobs and the economy, student loan forgiveness, cost of living and inflation, crime and violence, voting rights and democracy, healthcare, criminal justice reform, police violence, racism and discrimination, immigration, and abortion.
Jobs and the economy.
The economy, okay. Thank you. Okay. And what will be the other one? Jobs and the economy is one of them, and what will be the other one for you if you want to select another one?
You had said a second one regarding the economy. I think it was I think it was cost of living.
Cost of living, okay. Cost of living and inflation.
Yes.
Okay, thank you very much. And now, we'd like you to rate how you feel about some people and some groups of people using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you very, 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, neutral, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel. If you don't know or you've never heard of the people or and groups, please indicate so. The first one option is Republicans in Congress.
0.
0, okay. Kamala Harris.
10.
10. Black members of Congress.
black members of Congress? I'll go 7.
7. Joe Biden?
10.
Donald Trump?
0.
Hakeem Jeffries?
10.
And Tim Walz?
10.
Thank you. If the 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris, Donald Trump, a third party or independent candidate?
Kamala Harris.
Okay, thank you. And how certain are you to vote? Are you that you will vote for Kamala Harris? Very certain, somewhat certain, not too certain.
Very
or
certain.
Not? Thank you. And if the 2024 elections for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Democratic candidate, the Republican candidate, or are you on
the
side?
The Democratic candidate.
Thank you. Did you say that Democrats in Congress keep all of their promises, some of their promises, only a few of their promises, or none of their promises to black Americans?
Some of their promises.
Thank you. Does Joe Biden stepping aside in order for Kamala Harris to be the Democratic nominee make you more or less likely to vote for Democrats for Congress, or does it make no difference either way?
Makes no difference either way.
Thank you. How's your life, I'm sorry, was your life better under Biden or better under Trump?
Under Biden.
Much better or somewhat better?
Much better.
Much better. Thank you. Next, I'm going to read you a series of statements that people may say about Republicans in Congress. For each one, please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means the statement is raises a lot of concerns about voting for Republicans for Congress. A 0 means it does not raise any concerns about voting for Republicans for Congress. And a 5 is somewhere in the middle. You may use any number between 0 and 10. The first statement says, Trump and Republicans have stripped millions of women of the right to make decisions about their own bodies, with black women facing disproportionate impact. More than half of black women of reproductive age have little or no, have little to no access to abortion care thanks to Trump. And Republicans have promised to pass a national ban that will restrict access even further, putting the life and health of black women at risk.
You said 10 is if you agree, strongly agree, and 0 is if you strongly disagree?
10 means that it raises a lot of concerns about voting for Republicans for Congress. A 0, it does not raise any concerns.
10, the last statement then.
Thank you. The next statement says, in 2020, Trump told the white supremacist Proud Boys to stand back and stand by if he loses. And we saw the resultant carnage at the Capitol on January 6th. Trump continues saluting Proud Boys on stage at every MAGA rally. He promised them immunity if he wins and a bloodbath if he loses. Republicans in Congress continue condoning this violent rhetoric. Our communities must send a resounding message this election, not on our watch.
10.
Thank you. The next statement says, education is the foundation of success and opportunity, but Republicans want to strip away access to education for black Americans by gutting funding for public schools, eliminating grants that help black students afford college, and banning African American history from our schools.
10.
Thank you. The next one says, Republicans are pushing forward with Project 2025, a dangerous plan to demolish our rights, particularly for black communities. Under Project 2025, Republicans would cut health care coverage for black Americans, make it easier to discriminate against black Americans for jobs, eliminate diversity and equity programs, allow corporations to pollute our communities, and eliminate benefits we have paid into such a social security.
10.
Thank you. The next one says, black entrepreneurs have worked hard to build generational wealth in black communities, create jobs, and support their local economies. Republicans want to strip away these opportunities and widen the racial wealth gap by defunding programs such as the Minority Business Development Agency, which provides grants to Black-owned business, and attacking organizations working to include more Black Americans in wealth creation.
10.
Okay, thank you very much. Thinking of the measure you just heard, which of the following statements best describes how you feel? You can select up to two options. The first option says, we cannot allow our generation to be stripped of freedoms that so many sacrificed for before us. The next one says, Black people have an important role to play protecting America from itself. The next one says, we have fought too hard to build generational wealth to have those opportunities stolen from us by far-right extremists. The next one says, we cannot stand by while our life and the life of our loved ones are put in danger. And the last one says, we cannot sit by while MAGA extremists try to steal our children's futures.
I'm sorry, I was working with my son. You'll have to repeat that last part.
Not a problem. Not a problem. The first one says, we cannot allow our generation to destroy our freedoms that so many sacrificed for before us. The next one says, Black people have an important role to play protecting America from itself. The third one says, we have fought too hard to build generational wealth to have those opportunities stolen from us by far-right extremists. The next one says, we cannot stand by while our lives and the lives of our loved ones are put in danger. And the last one says, we cannot sit by while MAGA extremists try to steal our children's future.
The one that was discussing the one that said we can't let...
We can allow our generation...
We fought too hard.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
We have fought too hard to build generational wealth to have those opportunities stolen from us by far-right extremists, that one.
Yeah.
And you can select up to two.
And I believe it was the first statement you said.
We cannot allow our generation to be stripped of freedom that so many sacrificed for before us?
Yes.
Okay, thank you very much. And we have just a few more questions to ask you again. As you may know, there will be elections for President, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections, with a 10 meaning you are extremely likely to vote, a 5 meaning you are neither 10. Likely? 10? Thank you. How motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on a scale of from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not motivated at all, and a 10 means you are extremely motivated? Thank you. Sometimes in surveys like this, people change their mind, and sometimes they don't. Once again, if the 2024 elections for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Democratic candidate, the Republican candidate? Are you undecided, or would you know?
The Democratic candidate.
Democratic, thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very progressive, somewhat progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Somewhat progressive.
Somewhat progressive, thank you. Are you the parent of or guardian of any children older under age 18?
Yes.
Thank you. In politics today, did you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Democrat.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
Thank you. And how would you describe your employment status?
Employed.
Okay. Full-time, part-time?
Full-time.
Okay. Thank you. And for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. The last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimated is fine.
$180,000.
Thank you. And aside from weddings and funerals, how often do you attend religious services? More than once a week, once or twice a month, a few times a year, seldom or never?
Seldom.
Thank you. Well, that concludes our service for today. Thank you so much for your participation. I really appreciate your time.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.